Welcome in. There are no mitzvos, according to the count of the Rambam and the Chinuch in Parshas Bamidbar. So there are no mitzvos that are relevant to the Parshas HaShavua. In place of that, what I'd like to do is a pair of mitzvahs, that will prepare us for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Go back to Parshas Amor. Parshas Zamor is the first major Parshas HaMoedim, the three major Parshas HaMoedim in Chumash, Vayikar Bamidbar Devarim, Parshas Zamor, Parshas Pinchas, and Parshas Re'eh. And the Sefer HaChinuch, over the course of the mitzvahs of Amor, counts the mitzvos, aseh and los aseh, of refraining from malacha on each of the days of Yom Tov. So you see, Mr. Reish Tzadi Zayin is the mitzvah Shavisa B'Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. The mitzvah of the mitzvah aseh to avoid malacha on the 15th of Nisan, the first day of Pesach. And then you see it's paired with the following mitzvah, Reish Tzadi Ches, 298, is the lav. The los aseh, do not do malacha on the first day of Pesach. Now you might be wondering, if we're preparing for Shavuos, why should we look at the first day of Pesach? It's a good question. You might be tempted instead to turn later to mitzvah Shin Ches and Shin Tes, which are the mitzvahs aseh and los aseh, respectively, of avoiding malacha on Shavuos. What you find that when you look there is that the Sefer HaChinuch does not spend time on the Sharasha mitzvah. He says, I already spoke about it earlier. Each, the Rambam counts not doing malacha on each day of Yom Tov as a separate mitzvah, and a separate los aseh. And the Sefer HaChinuch, as always, follows the count of the Rambam. So he has a separate mitzvah aseh and los aseh for the first day of Pesach, the last day of Pesach, the day of Shavuos, the day of Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, first day of Sukkot, and Shemini Atzeres. But Sefer HaChinuch, he follows Rambam's count, and the counting each of those is separate, independent mitzvahs. He does not elaborate as much on each one, because in general he'll tell you, look back to see what I said earlier. Every once in a while, some of the later mitzvahs, he will elaborate on a new topic. Later on, he elaborates on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, and he has a place where he elaborates on Chol HaMoed. But overall, the core ideas of Yisur Malacha and Yom Tov appear in the mitzvahs we're going to take a look at right now. Mitzvahs Reish Tzadi Zayin and Reish Tzadi Ches, 297, 298, which are the first time the Torah mentions in this count, because the Psukim Emor move in calendaric order, beginning with Pesach. So the opening mentions of Malacha avoidance in Parshas Emor, Malacha avoidance and Yom Tov, are in the context of first day of Pesach. So let's take a look. He's going to be developing the concept of general Shvisa Mimalacha on Yom Tov throughout all the Yom Tovim in these mitzvahs. Let's take a look at Reish Tzadi Zayin. Once again, officially about the first day of Pesach, Lamasa covering all the Yom Tovim. Mr. Reish Tzadi Zayin, L'shibos B'Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. A mitzvah say to rest and to cease malacha on the first day of Pesach. B'Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh. B'Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. It's a calling of holiness. What does that mean? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, the B'chomash and Emba Torah Mikra Kodesh, that term Mikra Kodesh, that mysterious term Mikra Kodesh, what does it mean? We hear it all the time. Shabbos, Yom Tov. It's a calling of holiness, a holy calling. Well, what does that mean? The day has, sometimes we speak about a person having a calling. What does it mean that the day has a calling? Perishu Zechorom Levracha, Kadshayu. We have to make a Kadosh. How do we make a Kadosh? By practicing additional levels of self-control on the day of Yom Tov over and above a typical day. How so? A typical day, a typical weekday, you're allowed to do malacha. On Yom Tov, you refrain from doing malacha. In your kiddusha, so the Sefer HaChinuch writes, shelo naseba malacha, that we do not perform malacha on Yom Tov, with the exception, ela mashum yuchar ba'achila. The exception of ochal nefesh. Ochal nefesh is mutter, that's a pasuk explicitly earlier in Parshas Bo. The first time Torah talks about Pesach, kemo shebira kasav, shmos perik beis, Ach asher yachel l'chol nefesh, hu levado yaseh lechem. That which is done for ochel nefesh, that alone may be done on Yom Tov, but other malachas are forbidden to be done on Yom Tov. So it's a mitzvah say, a mitzvah slos say, points out to the Gemara in several places, beginning of Yevamos and elsewhere, says that to do malacha, to avoid malacha, and the obligation to avoid malacha on Yom Tov is both an asay and los asay, hence mitzvah resh tzadi zayin and mitzvah resh tzadi ches, the asay and the los asay. And now he turns his attention in the third paragraph to our focus. Sharashi ha-mitzvah. What are the ideas behind malacha avoidance? How's that supposed to shape us? To where is that supposed to take us? So now, Sefer Chinuch writes, Misharashi ha-mitzvah and resh tzadi zayin, kedei she-nachshov be-inyin ha-moed b'nei she-nasa lonu bo. So that will be able to spend time on the Yom Tov thinking about the Nes that was done on that Yom Tov. And you'll notice that he is being general here. He doesn't say specifically Yetzias Mitzrayim, whatever the Nes of the Yom Tov is. On Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Shavuos, Matan Torah. On Sukkos, the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us through the 40 years in the Midbar. So the mitzvah enables us to think about the content of the Yom Tov, to think about the Nes of the Yom Tov celebrates. Unehalel, unefa'er b'machashavteinu, mashatzivanu baruch hu alav. And we have the opportunity to praise and glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our thinking, in our minds. Thinking about what he commanded us, thinking about the fact that asal nisim bazmano. So there's a lot that needs to be, there's a lot of food for thought over the course of Yom Tov. If you're busy working, you're not going to have time to think. So the Yisr Malacha gives me headspace. The Yisr Malacha gives me time to reflect. And to reflect on what? On the Nes. To think about the Nes. And to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Seems like it's a dual shoresh. That the Yisr Malacha, the Shavisa from Malacha, opens up time both to think about the Nes and to praise in connection to the Nes. That's an interesting pair. Nachshov and Nehalel. All in our minds. This is Nehalel Nefer B'machashavteinu. All this is happening in our minds, but it sounds like two different mental activities. One is thinking about it, and one is perhaps feeling about it, being grateful for it. Sounds a little bit parallel to the two mitzvahs of Yirah and Ahava. The way the Mesios HaSharim, the Rambam, and others define Yirah as not being scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but being aware. You know, living with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. Having a real sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present. One could call it perhaps God consciousness or God awareness. Being aware of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yira. That's thought. Now, Ava, the next step, is emotion. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reality in my life, then I can begin to develop an emotional relationship with Him. So there's, I think, some parallel here as well in the way in which the Sefer HaChinuch is unpacking the value, the purpose of Yom Tov, of specifically the Yisr Malacha on Yom Tov. Good, we'll have a day to celebrate, or a week to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. We'll have a day to celebrate Matan Torah. But why is that the Asur B'Malacha? We should have Seudos, and we should have other mitzvahs, and Pesach will eat Matzah, and Shavuos will bring Shtei Lechem. But why is there an Yetzias Malacha all day long? And the answer is because we need that Yetzias Malacha to create the headspace. The headspace for what? The headspace for thought and for thinking. For thinking and thanking. Shenachshov. To think about the content of the Yom Tov, the Nes that we celebrate in this Yom Tov, and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that Nes in particular, and for thinking about the Nes opens us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general for His Torah, for taking care of us. So that's what that's what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Sadi Zayin. The Shvisa Malacha gives us headspace to begin to think and to thank. both in our minds. But then he says, "Od narich b'sharasha uvedineha." I'll have more to say. I'm going to elaborate further, both in terms of the shoresh haMitzvah as well as in terms of the halachas haMitzvah. B'lav the iser malach b'yontur. Should I say that later on? Let me get to the lav. The way our sefer chinuchs are printed, that is the very next mitzvah. So let's take a look. Mitzvah resh tzariches, not to do malacha on the first day of Pesach. It's a lav. Kol malachas avoda lo sasu. Kol malachas avoda lo sasu. So he begins by quoting an approach of the Ramban that the term Meleches Avoda, which you don't find by Shabbos, but you find often by Yom Tovim, means is the more limited list of Melechas. Meleches Avoda is those Melechas which are not Ochel Nefesh. Because that's why the Torah will often use that terminology by Yom Tov. Because they're telling you, Yom Tov, the only time it's Aser is when it's Meleches Avoda. Pesach, the Torah already told us, as we saw, quoting Reish Tzadi Zayin, the Torah is explicit in Parshas Bo, that Ochel Nefesh is Mutter, but Yom Tov and Torah is not explicit, but we'll have the terminology Meleches Avoda. You can't do labor, but preparing food, that's Mutter. Okay. And then he turns his attention, after having defined that this Isur Lav is not to do Melechos except for Ochel Nefesh, then he turns his attention a few paragraphs down, Misharashe HaMitzah. What are the Sharashe HaMitzah? So now he's going to, I believe, add to what he already wrote in Reish Tzadi Zayin. Let's take a look carefully. He seems to indicate to us that he's going to be adding. Let's take a look carefully. It may sound at first similar. We have an Isser Malacha because the Jewish people need to remember the Nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Again, each Yom Tov and its respective Nes. But here he adds a new layer. He already told us in Reish Tzadi Zayin that the idea of the Isser Malacha, the Shvisa Mimalacha, is to give us the space and the time to think. But now it's not just about thinking and thanking b'machashavtenu within our own minds. Now it's about talking as well. V'yidabrubam, we're going to speak about it. We don't do malacha on Yom Tov so that we can speak about those nisim. V'yodi'um livnehem. The significance of speaking is that it's no longer just our own personal thoughts and focus and growth, but now it's about passing on a masorah as well, which is perhaps most highlighted on the first day of the Yom Tov of Pesach, but this sounds like this is beyond only Pesach. I said before, these sharashim are the sharashim that the Sefer Chinuch keeps referring to at every Yom Tov. So this is something general by Yom Tov. Yom Tov is time to think and thank internally within my own mind. That's level one. Shorish number two, the Yom Tov is time to speak, to discuss in Yanei Emunah, to discuss these nitzim. How so? Mitoch hashvisa me'iskei ha'olam yichyu penuyim la'asok b'zeh. Because we're taking a break from worldly malacha, we have the freedom, we have the time to focus on this, to have these discussions about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have these discussions about Torah, about nitzim. He says, look, Zilu hayu mutarim b'malacha, v'yum malacha kala. If we were permitted to do malacha on Yom Tov, you know, just malacha kala, but more than merely ochel nefesh, we would all get busy with stuff. And the covet of the Yom Tov would be forgotten from the children and even from the adults. We would get so, if there was no Isser malacha, we would get so caught up in stuff. We wouldn't be able to focus on these conversations. It was interesting, as an aside, before we go on to the next paragraph, in which the Chinuch will share a third shoresh, before we leave this second shoresh, Namely, it's a chance to have conversations, family conversations in particular, about the Nisim of the Yom Tov, about Emuna, about the lessons of those Nisim. It's worth noting one nuance of the language. He said, oh, well, what would happen? If you didn't have an Nisim Malacha, what would happen? If you didn't have an Nisim Malacha, we would presumably miss out on this opportunity to have these conversations. But the way he phrases it is the covered Yom Tov would be forgotten. So that's interesting. We usually think of Kvod Yom Tov, Kvod Regal, as particular behaviors. The fact that we wear Big Day Yom Tov throughout the Yom Tov, night, day, morning, afternoon, we're dressed in Big Day Yom Tov throughout. That we walk differently, we talk differently, we eat differently, that we behave differently on the Yom Tov. That's on Shabbos, Kvod Shabbos, on Yom Tov, that's Kvod Yom Tov, Kvod HaRegal. Right? It's interesting. He's referring here to these Yom Tov conversations as Kavod HaRegel. If there was an Isser Malacha, if there was no Isser Malacha, he said, then our Yom Tov days would be full of work instead of these conversations, and that would be a forgetting of Kavod HaRegel. I believe what he's driving at is that certainly it's clear up Pidin that Kavod Yom Tov is expressed through dressing in a special way and walking in a special way and so forth. But what that's really driving at is that those positive aspects as well are meant to highlight this essence. That the method of Kvod HaRegel is to eat special food and to wear special clothing, to be dressed more formally. But that's not the ends. That's a necessary required means. I'm obligated to eat specially and to dress specially and to walk in a more relaxed fashion. And that's in turn, those unique behaviors on a Shabbos Yom Tov are meant to highlight me to the essence, the meaning of the Yom Tov. As we've seen the Sefer Chinuch write time and again, I'll act differently, I'll think differently. I'll act differently, I'll speak differently. So if I act and speak differently, if I dress differently, and I walk more slowly, and I eat special foods, so that'll highlight for me that this is a special type of day, and it'll get me more in the zone of having these sort of larger, big conversations about Emuna, about how Kadosh Baruch takes care of Am Yisrael, what does it mean to be part of Am Yisrael. That's the Omek Ha'inyan of Kvod HaRegel is conversation about Emuna. The Omek Ha'inyan of Kvod HaRegel is digging into, rolling up our sleeves and talking deeply and extensively about the meaning of the Yom Tov. The first layer of Kvod HaRegel is the dress and the speech and the food and so forth. So far we've seen two sharashim. Number one, internally, personally, stepping away from Malach gives me time as an individual Jew to think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, to think about the Nisim, and to relate them emotionally, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those Nisim. Shorish number two is having this conversation with others, right? Sharing it with children, sharing it around the table. Family conversations about Emunah can happen if we're off work, if we have an Nisim Malach. And now we come finally to the third Shorish that the Sefer Chinuch suggests. If the primary organ of the first shorish was the mind, the heart, if you will, and the primary organ of the second shorish, at least for an adult, was the mouth, the primary organ of the third shorish is, I believe, the ear. The od yesh to'alos rabos bashvisa. There are many other positive outcomes, many other positive consequences of melach avoyance and yom tov. How so? Sefer Chinuch Reishim is kabitzin kol ha'om b'bate knesses b'bate midrashos. If we don't go to work on Yom Tov, then we have the opportunity to gather at greater length in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. We're going to daven. We're going to daven every day. But if we have more time, so we'll spend more time davening. But the primary focus, Sefer Chinuch writes, is that if we're not going to work, so that means we have more hours to spend in the shul, in the Beis HaMedrash, learning. specifically l'shmoa divrei sefer, to come to hear words of Torah, to come to hear a shir, to come to hear a drasha. V'rashei ha'am yadrichum v'ilamdum das, and the leaders will give guidance, and the leaders will give shirum. The leaders will teach. Ukeinin ma'ashamru zechoron levracha, along the lines of the Gemara, the very end of Maseches Megillah, Moshe tikin lam Yisrael shiur dorshim b'hilchas ha'pesach, b'pesach v'hilchas ha'tzeres b'tzeres. Moshe Rabbeinu made ancient, sounds like a very ancient takan jabanon, recorded as a divrei Kabbalah, as an asmacht on the Chumash. Takanos Moshe Rabbeinu to give shiurim about Pesach on Pesach, to give shiurim about Shavuos on Shavuos. And that's obviously a takana we keep very vigorously out of Yom HaZeh, Shiurim Bin Yonah Diyoma, the further extensions, even Shloshim Yom Kodem, to begin to learn about the Yom Tif in advance. But the core of the Takana is to have Shiurim Bin Yonah Yom Tif on the Yom Tif itself, to learn about the Yom Tif. Now, that's a Gemara Megillah, but if you read the Seir Chinuch carefully, it sounds like that's only one piece of the larger swath of the third Shorish. He said, The Malacha avoidance gives Klal Yisrael the time to come to the Beis HaMedrash and hear Shiurim. Yadrichum v'ilamdum das. The Megide Shir will give guidance, Megide Shir will teach. Das, sounds like, that sounds general. He says it's along the lines of what the Gemara says that having Shiurim on Yom Tov about Yom Yom Tov. But it sounds like that's perhaps an example. Specifically, Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, this ancient interrabbanon, is to have added Shiurim Binyana Yom Tov on the Yom Tov. But this concept Minat Torah is, I think, if you read the Chinuch even more broadly, to learn, to spend more time learning, whether it's here in Shiurim on Pesach about Pesach, on Shavuos about Shavuos, or here in Shiurim on Hilchos Shabbos and Kashrus, here in Shiurim on Emuna and Simcha and Ashkafa, hearing Shiurim on Tzitzis and Tefillin. The Shvisa Malacha gives him the opportunity to hear Shiurim. The Shvisa Malacha gives him the opportunity to learn Torah and to learn from others, and perhaps to teach Torah. So this is a very rich picture of what a Yom Tov is supposed to look like. The Yisur Malacha is meant to get me somewhere. It's not an end in and of itself. Kadosh Baruch Hu clears our schedule so that we can fill it with something else. Kadosh Baruch Hu clears malacha, again, not ochel nefesh, but the rest of the malachas, malachas avoda. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes malachas avoda off of our calendar for the days of Yom Tov, not so they should be empty days, but they could be filled differently. We don't have the opportunity to spend every single day entirely working on this sort of thinking and family conversation and learning. But B'yamim Tovim are meant to be days of more intensive, more focused, these spiritual ways. In our own, number one, our own thinking and our own thankfulness within, our own growth. Number two, sharing that with our families. Again, sometimes we make the mistake of not sharing with our families. Sometimes we make the mistake on the other extreme of only being focused on the growth of the children, and adults forget to focus on their own growth as well. So those are the first two sharashim. Our own growth and depth and thought and sophistication of thinking about the nisim and feeling thankful about the nisim. Number two, having conversations about the nisim of the Yom Tov, about specifically with the coming of Shavuos, Matan Torah. What does Matan Torah mean? What was it like? What's its impact on, how does it make us into an Am Segula? To have those conversations around the table, to use the time and the peace of a Yom Tov for that. And finally, to invest the time and the peace of a Yom Tov into learning, coming to your Shiurim, learning with the Chavrusa. And I will close with the following. Now, I think for many of us, Leil Shavuos is the one time that we really have such a stretch of time, whether it's to hear Shiurim or whether it's to sit and learn B'chavrusa. I think for many of us, we might ask ourselves, when else do we ever get to do that? When else do we ever get to do that? So I would say we should think in two ways about that. That should be a matter of some hezbonus in Cheshbon Nefesh over the course of Shavuos. It was a good Leil Shavuos. Does it have to happen only once a year? Perhaps we don't often have 5 hours, 4 hours at a shot. But maybe there are larger chunks of time on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov or on a Sunday, Shabbos Shein Shagalios, that we can carve out for learning. Perhaps there's time even on a regular day that we can carve out for learning. But even if not, to think about this idea of Shvisa, when the Torah imposes Shvisa on a Shabbos, on a Yom Tov, when the work calendar grants me the gift of a Shvisa on a Sunday and a legal holiday, to think about that gift of time and how I can invest it. Have a marvelous, productive day. Thank you so much for calling in.